Hi, this is Lawrence, licensed agent with Medicare on recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plan to see what's new for you this year? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay.
I'm calling
about the grocery allowance card.
Yeah, let's see if we can help you with that today. We can see what you qualify for. Can I just first start with your zip code, please?
76651.
Thank you for that. 76651. I'll wait a second there. Okay, and it looks like we are in Italy, Texas.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me just read this really quick, a quick disclaimer, then we'll jump right into this and see if we can help you out today.
Thank you.
All right. Before we begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 5 organizations which offer 41 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. All right. And just for compliance purposes, if we get disconnected from this phone call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. So let's jump into it here. You were asking about like some allowance card, grocery card, that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, I'm more interested in the grocery allowance card.
Okay, let's see what we get you qualified for. Do have a few questions for you to start here. My first question is, do you make your own health care decisions or does a family member or social worker help you with that?
Yes, I do.
All right, good to hear that. And are you currently in a nursing home or long-term care facility?
No, sir.
All right. And we're also going to be reviewing some of your medications. Do you I don't need them at the moment, but do you have your medication bottles handy?
Yes, I have my medications with me.
Okay. I don't need them right now, just as long as they're somewhere available, but don't worry about that for right now. And then the last thing we want to do is find you find what you're eligible for. That's going to go through your red, white, and blue card. Do you have that red, white, and blue card available? It'll say Medicare help on it.
Okay. Hold on.
Take your time.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You need my number?
Yeah, right below your name should be a series of letters and numbers. If you can read that out for me.
4XX3YD4DH02.
Okay, one second here. H02. Okay, one second. Let me see if I can find you in the system, and then we'll be able to walk you through here. Oops, I'm still, I missed one. Here we go. Okay, let's see. Okay, it looks like I found you here. Is this Miss Anita Inandina Guerrero?
Inandina Guerrero.
Okay, thank you, Miss Guerrero. I found it here. And Miss Guerrero, before I look at the information in our system to determine eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed?
I can barely hear you, sir.
I'll speak up. I'm sorry. I said, do we have your permission to proceed, Ms. Guerrero?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. Let's get into it. And I'm sorry. Again, my name is Lawrence. If you need me to speak up more, let me know, okay? I want to make sure I get the information for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me one second here. And I just want to confirm some basic information, Ms. Guerrero. I got your date of birth here as October 8th, 1948?
Correct.
Okay. And then I do see you have a P.O. Box 777, Italy, Texas, 76651.
That's correct.
Okay. One second there. And let me ask you this, Ms. Guerrero, is your P.O. Box zip code the same as your residential zip code where you live?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Only reason I'm asking because sometimes the zip codes can kind of change the availability. Because I know
it lists a small town.
Yeah, I so listen. Okay, well, let's see what we can find here for you. And it looks like you're on Medicare Parts A and B. Are you on any kind of state assistance like Medicaid that you're aware of?
I can barely hear you.
I was saying, are you on any kind of Medicaid?
No.
No. Okay. All right. All right. Let me see what we can find here for you, okay? Give me 1 second. Now, of course, we want to put some money back in your pocket. Now, we also want to make sure all your health needs are met. You're currently, looks like you're in an Aetna Medicare Signature Extra plan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit. Are you receiving any kind of rewards money or grocery money, anything like that you're aware of?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. All right. And as far as your doctors, how often are you going to the doctors?
I guess twice a year.
Okay. So you're pretty healthy, it sounds like.
Yeah, except when I broke my toes.
Ooh, I don't like hearing
that. That was the last time.
Okay. Well, let me ask you like this. Do you have any upcoming procedures or surgeries that are scheduled out? Anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. How about in the last year, have you been hospitalized or taken to the ER?
Oh, no.
No.
I try to avoid my doctors.
Well, go when you need to. Go for your checkups, you know. But
I do. You know, for my female stuff, I do.
Good.
And,
I'm glad you said
that. And my mammogram, you know.
Okay. So you're doing, you're getting your checkups. That's good. That's at the very least.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're getting a little established at base here. Now, how about our dental? Do we have any dental needs? Do we have any things planned for your as far as dental work that you need to get done, or do we need any dental work done?
No, I just went to the dentist not too long ago, and
okay.
He checked my teeth, my gums, and everything. Everything's okay.
Good to hear that. And then what about our vision? Is our vision okay? Do we need new prescriptions? How are we doing with our sight?
No. I had my eyes checked also not too long ago. When I have my physical, I do everything. Physical, then I go to the eye doctor and all this and that.
Okay.
Get it over with.
Good. That's how I do it. I'm a big get it over with person, so I'm glad you just knock it all out and take care of it.
Unless I have an accident or something like that. And like when I broke all my toes on my my right foot.
Yeah. Don't like you're in that. Okay. Well, hey, at least you're still going, you know, when you need to. So I can appreciate that. And what about our hearing? Do we wear hearing aids? Do we need hearing aids? What are we with that?
No.
Okay.
No.
And how about transportation? Are you able to drive yourself around? Can you get to and from the doctors when you need to go?
Yeah, I drive myself.
Okay. Good for you. Now, like I said, just kind of going back to our Aetna plan that you have, you said you aren't receiving any kind of grocery cards or give back money, anything that you're aware of, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me see if we can find something that can get you some of that stuff, or let's see what gets you qualified for, because we definitely want to try to put some money in your pocket. That's what I'm pulling up now. So give me 1 second. I'm looking that stuff up for you now. And while that's loading up for me here, can I just get the name of your primary care doctor?
Christopher
Teague.
Teague.
Okay, first name Christopher. Okay, is that doctor pretty close to you, like location wise?
Well, it's in Hillsboro, and I worked in Hillsboro all my life.
All right, let's see if I can find Dr. Yeah, Christopher Teague in Hillsborough. Okay, I see him. Off Circle Hills, Off Circle Drive. He's got a few, he has a few offices, actually. But yeah, I see him. Dr. Christopher Teague. Thank you for that. Okay. Okay, and do you see any other doctors, any specialists, anything like that?
Just my eye doctor.
What's your eye doctor's name?
Galen Kemp.
Dr. Kemp. Is he in Waxahachie, Texas? Does that sound right?
Yes, he is.
He's an ophthalmologist?
Yep.
Okay, I see him here. Okay, so right now I'm just kind of pulling a few different options here for you, see where we can find some money for you. How's that end up having to work for you?
I was just calling about the grocery allowance.
Yeah, well, this it's all through the Medicare Advantage program.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna show you how this works. It's part of it. I have to gather this information. That way I can kind of see what you qualify for. That's why I have to ask all these questions. Cause yeah, we want to get you some grocery card money. And I do see. Okay. Let me walk you through what we have here. And then we'll get right into it. So I do see, something here. And if this is, you have Aetna currently. This is through Aetna as well, so this could add some grocery money to you. This is going to give you, and this is the most I can find for you, Ms. Guerrero. It's you get a OTC wallet from CVS, a $15 quarterly allowance on extra benefit cards, and this helps pay for wellness products like first aid supplies, cold and allergy medicine, pain relievers, and more. Approved products can be purchased in store at CVS. Retail locations or online as well. So you would get that's $15 allowance. That's not much. I do see another one here that can get you a grocery card with Humana, and that would be $50 quarterly for OTC, and that would be $50 quarterly allowance to buy approved over-the-counter health and wellness products available through OTC providers. So you can use that one as well, because I'm looking at your current plan, your Aetna Medicare Signature Extra PPO, and it doesn't come with any of those OTC cards. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else, or even a give back plan I'm trying to find for you too, where it'll just put more money back on your Social Security. Oh, hold on. Okay, so I do have a give back plan. That's going to put $68 back on your Social Security every month. So that will put more money in your pocket.
Is that with the Aetna?
No, this plan is with United Healthcare.
No, I don't want to change. I want to stay with Aetna.
Okay, let's go back to Aetna then. And just curious, what is it about Aetna that you like so much?
Because they've been good to me. All my surgeries that I've had when I broke my arm and I broke my foot and everything, they were good.
Okay. I can understand. I can appreciate that. Well, let me ask you like this, though. At the moment, Aetna is not putting extra money back into your pocket, basically. Now, like I said, the only reason I ask is I want to give you all your options. I do see some Aetna plans that we can keep you in Aetna. You just wouldn't receive as much money back. It's still going to have all your comprehensive coverage. Your doctors are still in network, Dr. T and Dr. Kemp, with whether it's Aetna, United Healthcare. I even have a Humana one that I'm looking at. They're all in network. The only thing is that Aetna doesn't give them out as much money in your pocket as much as these other carriers do. So at the end of the day, the way you need it to.
I'm comfortable, you know, with Aetna. I'm very comfortable.
And that's just because of, you know, just some of the stuff you've dealt with in the past, and they've taken care of that. Well, I mean, like I said, all these plans do the same thing. You still have very good comprehensive coverage. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, Aetna doesn't give you the OTC money or the give back money that these other plans can provide for you. Like I said, if Aetna was better and I had more to offer with Aetna, the only thing I do have with Aetna, if you do want to stay with Aetna, I have, I do have that one card that will get you, money back. Let me see. I'll pull that up right now. Yeah, this is Aetna right here. Let me just pull this one out. Yeah, and this will keep you in Aetna as well. So this one would give you, yeah, this is with Aetna. This will get you a $15 quarterly benefit.
How much? Well,
$15. Mm-hmm.
Not even for a full tank of gas.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why, and that's the only reason why I kind of pivoted to these other ones, because I was trying to get you more money back. But, you know, if you want to stay with Aetna, the most Aetna has to provide is $15.
You know what? I don't want to waste a lot of your time, and I think I'm comfortable with what I have now.
Well, did you want to upgrade to this plan, and that way you can get at least something out of it? Because, like I said, you do qualify for other Aetna, this Aetna plan.
No, I think I'm going to stay with what I have. I'm comfortable, and I understand it and everything, so.
Yeah, and this would be exactly the Aetna plan. It's a PPO, just like you currently have. Like I said, the only difference is, let me see, and I can tell you if there's any big differences. Because like I said, it'll put you in the same exact plan. You just get a little bit more benefits back with the OTC. So you do get that option. You do get the same doctor's office visits. You do get the same specialty.
Is this with
Aetna?
Is this with Aetna?
Yeah.
No, I think I'll just stay with what I have.
Okay, no worries. Like I said, we're just looking to just, you know, maximize your benefits. And I completely understand. It's just, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, it's my job to always present to you what's available.
Sure, I understand.
And you are available.
I understand that. Perfectly. Okay. Well, I don't want to take any more of your time, so I'll just say thank you for the information. Appreciate it very much.
No problem. You have a great day.